This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
They were showcased later on, and Draymond crushed the entire team. But we'll talk to Tim Hardaway about his coaching experience, addition of Jimmy Butler, a guy that was traded, Nick. Opposite, right? Started with the Warriors, but traded to Miami. So he can give his thoughts on what it's like to be traded in season as, you know, an all-star, being an all-star player, and what that's like, right? Because
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You know, I don't think we talk about that enough as like the human element, and we try to, right? We talk about the X's and O's constantly, what it means to the fan base, but the human element of picking up your entire life and going in the opposite coast, gotta be very difficult for these guys, especially Jimmy, who's a family man, who I watched on the Starting Five doc. Very good father to his children, a husband, right? That can't be easy.
I know, having talked to Jimmy about the relationship he has at that point with his kids, how much they mean to him. And Spadone, what people forget so often in my experience, is people forget that NBA players are human beings too. They have lives like everybody else. They're going through highs and lows and stuff you don't see on the floor. So that is always something to keep in mind in any conversation.
And we're going to ask Tim Hardaway about that as he joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? What's up, Tim? You're on with Spadoni and Friedle. How are we doing this morning?
I'm great. How you all doing?
Doing great. We've been talking about the All-Star weekend, as I'm sure you've noticed. Everyone's talking about this All-Star game weekend. First and foremost, I thought, you know, San Francisco really shined. The Bay Area shined bright this weekend. And, you know, it was really cool to see you, Moley, Richmond, all you guys coaching up against each other. What was that like in that Rising Stars matchup and coaching a Golden State Warrior, current Golden State Warrior, and Brandon Pajemski?
Hey, you know, first of all, San Francisco did a beautiful job. The whole city, the whole Bay on both sides, you know, the Golden State Warriors, the NBA, of course. It was just a fabulous weekend for everybody. The weather held out for us and no rain, so it made it extra beautiful. And they get to see the beautiful city as San Francisco is. And, you know, coaching the Rising Stars was just great. We had fun. We enjoyed ourselves, you know, picking the teams, seeing who was going to win for your team and stuff like that. So it was great. I enjoyed it. And, Pods, he played on my team and, I was happy to coach him.
Hey, Tim, how'd you let Moley beat you guys though? Come on. We can't have Chris Mullen out here flexing on you with the likes of Dalton Connect, Stephon Castle, all those guys. How'd that happen? How'd we let him win this one?
Hey, man, his team wanted to play. That's all. You know, it's hard to get some guys, a group of guys that, for All-Star weekend that didn't want to play. You know, you're there for a reason. The coaches picked you. You're there to play and, you know, have fun and enjoy it. And some guys just wanted to come in and just show up and have fun and not, give fans what they came there for. So, you know, it's hard to get people to play. And the only thing you do is go out there and just see what they're going to do and just go with it.
Tim, speaking of wanting to play, there is so much talk, as you well know, about the All-Star game itself. You played in the game 5 times. What is it like as a former player who played in All-Star games that really seem to matter to watch this era's group really kind of go through the motions now in a showcase event for the league?
It's very tough, very tough, very frustrating, hard to watch. It's something, I mean, the more we talk about it, it seemed like the more they like, so what? You know what I'm saying? That's how it seemed. And, I understand it's a brutal season. I understand that it's wearing tear on your body. I understand, you know, you want to take some days off and everything. But why don't be like the pro bowlers in football? If you don't want to play, let them know you don't want to play early, and then let them give that spot up to somebody that really wants to play. You know, that's the way it is, man. We are frustrated with it. We're frustrated with trying to come up with some solutions for it. I guess if we go to a format where it's world versus the USA guys. I mean, yeah, USA guys. I guess we're gonna have to go to that format. But it's very frustrating for us. I think these games up to 40 was good. It was competitive. I liked how some guys competed. Well, really, all the guys competed to me. It was, and I say this: these 3 games or 4 games was better than the last 3 or 4 previous All-Star games. That's how I feel. I think this was better format.
Tim, you're one of the greats. Your son's still in the league. You've lived this all your life. How do you think it got to the point that it got?
I don't know. I really can't tell you. I really don't know. Like I said, we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to see how it got to this point. But I really, none of us have come up with any good what to say about it. How did it come this far? How did it get this way? I don't know.
Talking to Tim Hardaway here on the Morning Roast, Joe Spadoni alongside Nick Friedell. And Tim, obviously the big news in the Bay is Jimmy Butler, right? Coming over from Miami, obviously you are a Golden State Warrior and a Miami legend. Just give us your thoughts on, you know, the Jimmy Butler acquisition and, you know, kind of what it was like you for as a player, you know, being a fan favorite and then being traded. Obviously, you know, the way things went down in Miami with Jimmy, it's been widely documented. He's not leaving on great terms there, but he's coming to a place that's accepting of him. Steve Kerr's bought in with him. Steph, Draymond, Mike Dunleavy, Joe Lacob, they're all excited. The fan base is excited. Your thoughts on Jimmy, the player, coming over here and just being traded as a player mid-season, what that's like?
Well, you know, Jimmy wanted to get traded because he felt disrespected. Like, they wasn't going to give him the extension. You know, and you know, I understand. You can't be like acting like a baby. You know, you signed a contract, and you know if you're not living up to your contract of saying, you know, I want to play so many games. We don't want to be in a playing game, Jimmy. We want to be in the playoffs. You know, and if you play, you know, considerably amount of games, we wouldn't be in a playing game. We have a week off. We'd be able to prepare for teams, and we'd be more preparation. For playing against these teams. That's what Pat Riley was saying, you know, but Jimmy didn't want to do it that way. And I fought, you know, Pat Riley and the Heat for letting Jimmy get away with a bunch of stuff, you know. You know, when he first talked to Spoelstra in a disrespectful way in a timeout, and they had to call another timeout because he told Edge Plus he was going to kick his butt. I think that was disrespectful, and I think that they should have suspended him for 3 to 5 games, you know. I think that they should have nipped it in the bud right then and there. But when you let a guy, you know, keep talking and keep doing what he's doing and keep letting him get away with a bunch of stuff, then you call some separation to the team. And that's what happened. When Jimmy Butler didn't get his way, he's like, fine, I'm not going to play no more, which is wrong. You're still on the contract and you still got an option in on $52 million if you want to opt in. So he wanted to trade. They got him out of there. He didn't want to play there no more. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I didn't like what he did there. I didn't say he wasn't a good basketball player. I just said I didn't like what he did there and how he wanted to manipulate the Miami Heat into giving him an extension. And that's all I didn't like. But y'all, I mean, the Warriors got a gem. Jimmy Butler reminds me of Mitch Richmond, a bull, a dog. A guy that's going to go out there and play both ends of the court, know how to play both ends of the court. Great basketball IQ. Don't give Steph some rest. You know, the only thing y'all got to do is stay healthy. And I told people all weekend long, and yes, it was me. I said, they're going to make the playoffs. They're not going to be in a playing game. You all going to be in sixth, fifth, fourth spot. It's only like if you win 3 games in a row, you're in fourth spot already in the West. So yeah, I mean, he's a gem, and y'all gonna, like, they accepted me, they gonna accept him. He's gonna go out there and show up. Now y'all got to stay healthy. That's all. Draymond has to stay healthy. Those guys got to stay healthy too. So,
Tim, you bring up Draymond at the end there, and he said a whole bunch of different stuff over All-Star Weekend. But one of the things that got a lot of buzz here out in the Bay is the fact that he said, we're going to win a championship. Do you believe with the addition of Jimmy that this team with Steph at the forefront and Draymond and Jimmy and what they have left of the bench has the talent they're going to need to win that fifth ring?
I think them three, and then they need some more pieces. They definitely need some more pieces. It ain't like, you know, they are they need some more peace to help. I mean, Kaminga got to come on, you know, he has to come on. A couple other guys have to, you know, step up. So, I mean, they got a nice three. They got some guys that can help them. They need some guys more guys that can help them and more guys that need to step up. That's what I say. But I mean, it's not far fetched now. They see the fortitude in Jimmy Butler. So it's not far-fetched.
Talking to Tim Hardaway, Hall of Famer, Warriors legend, Heat legend, joining us here on the River Islands guest line. And, you know, Tim, we've been talking about all morning. We're talking about the All-Star game, talking about, you know, the second half, all the big trades that have happened. But a guy that we've missed a while here, and you mentioned him, Jonathan Kuminga, you know, dealing with that ankle sprain. You know, he was the second leading scorer behind Steph before the ankle injury. He was balling. He was looking great. And then, you know, he gets hurt. And then all of a sudden, all these moves happen. No more Dennis Schroeder. No more Kyle Anderson. Obviously, D'Anthony Melton's been gone. You add in Jimmy Butler. How much of an adjustment is this going to be for Jonathan Kuminga when he comes back playing with Jimmy Butler?
I think that he, it's an adjustment for anybody that when you have a guy that comes in from a trade. Okay, Schroeder, it was adjustment for Schroeder. It was adjustment for whoever comes in. All right, Jimmy Butler, you know, he knows what he needs to do. The only thing they've been, go out there and play. Sometimes we're gonna play off you. Sometimes you're gonna play off us. You know, they're not going to have, you know, that much practice time together. But Jimmy Butler is a smart person, and he will get to know the offense, understand the offense quicker than they know he can get to. Kuminga just has to come in and just play. He just needs to come in and play. Understand his, you know, his role hasn't changed. And, you know, and Jimmy Butler gonna help him out too. You know, that Jimmy is a team guy. He likes to play with his guys. He likes to get his guys better because he knows that's gonna benefit him if he has his guys better. And that's what he did with the Miami Heat, and that's what he's gonna do there with Kuminga. And I think that's a great spot for him to have Kuminga.
Tim, what is it like for you to see a Warriors number 10 racing up and down the floor again?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, I don't have no control over that. You know, it's all right. It should be in the rafters, but, you know, hey, that's out of my control. But, it's cool with me. You know, everybody, you know, a lot of people making a big fuss about it that he took my number, you know, because I was saying some stuff, you know, about him, which is great to me. You know, it says a lot about him, you know, listening to me and understanding what I was saying. And he wants to wear a Hall of Fame number. And there you are.
Have you been approached at all from Lakeup or any Warriors of the front office about your jersey retirement or a future one? I know Iguodala is getting his jersey retired this Sunday, so that's why I'm asking. Obviously, you know, you're a legend and you're a Hall of Famer in your own right and what you meant for this organization, run TMC. No one's approached you about that?
No one's approached me about that. And, you know, and great to Iguodala. Congratulations. Well deserved. Happy for him. You know, very happy for him. And it's going to be another weekend of fun there in the Bay Area. But yeah, nobody, you know, and it's all right. You know, sometimes, you know, you just got to wait. You know, it's patience is a virtue, as I tell folks. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. But you know what? I still am grateful for fans there and Golden State Warriors. Can't change nothing about what I did on the court and off the court for the city.
Tim, to bring the conversation full circle, the place where you do have your jersey retired right now is in Miami. You lived that Heat culture and helped build it with Pat Riley. You mentioned him earlier in the context of the Jimmy deal. You know that whole situation very, very well in how that culture has been built. Do you think Riley's way of doing business in the NBA today can still work the way it might have 15, 20 years ago?
It did. It did already. As you see the Luka trade, people standing on their ground, people standing up for their team now. When Pat Riley, they said, oh, Pat Riley doing this, you know, I could do it. You know, yeah, you know, they might be mad, but, you know, this is the right thing to do. And you saw, you know, some trades that, you know, was mind-boggling, of course, you know, with the Luka trade. That was very mind-boggling. You don't know what, you know, what you know. But it's gonna come out. Something gonna come out to where everybody knowing what went down with that trade. But hey, man, you know, yeah, I see teams, you know, giving their module back and out their emoji back and saying, hey, you know, we can wait. You know, we can do what we want to do. We don't have to do what they tell us to do, you know, and that's what it's about. So, yeah.
Hey, Tim, we appreciate the time, man. Real quick, it's been fun to see. I've been talking about the Pistons a little bit this morning and your son, obviously, on the team, Tim Hardaway Jr. It's good to see that they're the sixth spot right now. They got action, Tim.
They got action. They got action, you know, Tobias, Beasley, and my son. You know, they've been bringing some leadership to the team. And, you know, guys been listening. You know, guys been listening. You know, I can't never say his name, but the twin, he's out there playing well. You know, he's been coming off, and he wasn't playing as much in the first part of the season. But, you know, he's coming back looking very good. He's getting his wind back. He's getting his legs back. And they knew it was going to take a while. But, you know, he's looking better now. And so, yeah, you know what? When you start winning and you start playing well together, you start getting more and more confidence about yourself going out there playing, and you feel that you belong. Now they start to see that they belong out there and that they can play with anybody. But they just got to stop, you know, turn the ball over in crucial situations and just keep playing hard. That's all. Just keep playing hard. And everything will happen. So, you know, they're going in the right direction right now.
Hey, Tim, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck to you the rest of the way, and appreciate the time as always.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the time. Y'all take care, and y'all be safe.
There you go. That's Tim Hardaway, senior Hall of Famer, Warriors legend, Heat legend, Nick, and not mincing words when it comes to Jimmy Butler and what went down in Miami. And obviously, he has ties with both organizations. And you know what? He stood on his business talking about Jimmy and everything.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.